With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Jose Reyes will be deported after being sentenced to immediate imprisonment for criminal trespass. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks explains.
The court heard that in January, an off-duty police officer spotted Jose Roman Reyes opening a vehicle and searching inside it in a private parking lot on Northwest Point Road. Reyes was arrested and admitted to the trespass, saying he took nothing. He was sentenced on Wednesday in the summary court. Crown Counsel noted that the offense was aggravated because Reyes was already on bail from the courts for two burglary charges at the time. The chief magistrate raised concern about the delay in bringing the trespassing matter to the court, saying it prevented the earlier application of the totality principle. Calling the breach of private property and bail conditions serious, the chief magistrate ordered a custodial sentence to run consecutively and has made a deportation order, meaning Reyes will now be handed over to immigration authorities after serving his sentence. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The police commissioner and his leadership team are heading to Bodentown on Monday. CIGTV's Levita Thompson has more with Sister Islands Police Inspector Leslie Lang.
Police has begun a series of public meetings across all three islands to hear the public safety concerns of the community firsthand.
Talking to the public is utmost important, because without talking to the public, we cannot get feedback, to which it's matters that we have to act on accordingly. So talking to members of the public is key, especially based on concerns that they raise. So keeping that alive and active communication with the members of the public is what we're here to do and continue to do.
The series kicked off in Cayman Brac on Monday, May 25th at the Aston Rutty Center, and in Little Cayman on Tuesday, May 26th at the Public Works Department.
You can find a full list of upcoming meetings at radiocayman.gov.ky under Community Events. Get ready to hop on and hop off for Cayman Art Week. National Gallery Director and Cayman Art Week founder Natalie Urquhart tells Radio Cayman tonight features CAW West, with free buses connecting venues along 7 Mile Beach Corridor to the Kempton Seafire Resort and Hotel Indigo, along with other Cayman Art Week cultural partners. With 10 venues in Camana Bay alone, you're encouraged to start your evening there on the Paseo at 5 p.m., and then hit up the buses, which run from 6 to 10 p.m.
Friday night, of course, is our Georgetown event, kicking off at Cardinal Avenue from 5 p.m., held in partnership with the Ministry of Planning and the Georgetown Revitalization, who have been with us since day one. And again, it's every 10 minutes you can get a bus from any of the venues on the map. Georgetown's great because you can also walk it. Yes. We always forget how small Georgetown actually is. Although this year we are stretching out to Pure Art, who are kicking off a happy hour from 5 p.m., and we're also going into Industrial Park this year because there's 5 exciting new venues in Industrial Park, which will be, you know, really fun to explore as well.
Tomorrow's Call Hub is on Cardinal Avenue, where you can pick up a complimentary Aperol spritz and a map for those exploring by foot or car. You can see the full lineup by heading to caymanartweek.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it attacked a U.S. airbase in the region in retaliation for U.S. strikes on southern Iran. Kuwait said its air defenses had confronted hostile missiles and drones. It accused Iran of a dangerous escalation. The Israeli military says it carried out a strike in Beirut as it continues its offensive against Hezbollah. Video showed smoke over the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital. There's no word yet on what was targeted. Officials in Kenya have begun identifying the victims of a fire that killed at least 16 girls at a boarding school. Dozens of others required medical treatment after the blaze in the town of Gilgil. The head of the World Health Organization is traveling to the Democratic Republic of Congo as concern grows over the Ebola outbreak in the east of the country. Dr. Tedros said the DRC had defeated Ebola before and would do so again. Italian police say they seized more than $230 million worth of assets that belonged to a late Sicilian mafia boss. Matteo Messina Denaro was captured in 2023 and died in prison the same year. Italy's declared a red heatwave alert for Rome and 3 other cities. Much of Western Europe is enduring unseasonable high temperatures. European Union regulators have imposed a fine of $232 million on the Chinese online retailer Temu. Officials said the firm had not done enough to stop selling illegal products, including defective chargers and dangerous baby toys. The US authorities have charged a Google engineer with breaking insider trading laws by allegedly using Google's data to place bets on the prediction platform Polymarket. He's said to have made more than $1 million. That's the latest BBC News.